USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Gulf coasts of Louisiana and Texas are preparing for Hurricane Delta to make landfall later today. A hurricane warning is in effect from High Island, Texas to Morgan City, Louisiana, and forecasters are expecting the storm to bring damaging storm surges. Louisiana Representative Steve Scalise tells Fox News areas like Lake Charles have barely finished cleaning up from Hurricane Laura before they're being hit again.
You know, my prayers are with the people of southwest Louisiana, especially when you look at Lake Charles, the fact that they're still recovering from Hurricane Laura. People, they just had to be removing some of the debris that's still on the ground yesterday to try to clear up some of the debris from Laura as this storm approaches.
The National Hurricane Center says the storm is expected to slow down and weaken some before it comes ashore. The latest forecasts have it making landfall around 6 p.m. Central Time. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
New budget figures show the coronavirus pandemic has pushed the federal deficit to a record high. The Congressional Budget Office says the deficit for the just completed fiscal year sits at $3.1 trillion, three times the size of a year ago. Increased spending due to pandemic relief, combined with falling income tax revenues, have led to the large increase. Washington is reacting after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced an effort to create a committee to investigate the fitness of the president for duty. Senator Ron Johnson of Wisconsin tells Fox News that he doesn't believe this isn't about President Trump. As Pelosi has said, he thinks it's really about not accepting the results of the 2016 election.
Well, of course, this is about President Trump. I agree with Leader McConnell. It is absurd. And it's just further proof that the Democrats have never recognized the wishes of the American people when they elected Donald Trump as president in 2016.
President Trump has also criticized the move on Twitter, calling it crazy and saying that Pelosi wants to use the measure to replace Joe Biden with Kamala Harris. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The possibility of a second presidential debate next week is still up in the air as the presidential candidates snipe at each other over proposals to delay the debates or move them virtual. But one prominent senator says President Trump has the right idea when it comes to skipping a virtual town hall. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the details.
It's not known if the top two presidential candidates will debate again before the election. Democrat Joe Biden is blasting the latest proposal from President Trump's team. The president saying he would like to not be part of next week's virtual town hall. They have instead called for a delay in debates. As far as President Trump not taking part in the virtual town hall, Republican Senator from Texas Ted Cruz says it was a good move.
To hold a virtual debate, that benefits Joe Biden, that lets his staff be in the room, that lets him receive assistance. One of the real concerns a lot of people have is if Joe Biden is even up to it, and if you insulate him and let him do the debate from the basement, that's eliminating the debate aspect of it. And listen, I think the reason the commission did this is the Democrats right now think they're winning. They believe Joe Biden's winning. I think they're very happy for Joe not to leave his basement for another minute between now and Election Day. And if the commission sticks to we're going to do it virtually, I think the president's right saying I'm not going to participate in the charade.
And Hall of Fame pitcher Whitey Ford has passed away. He spent his entire 16-year career with the New York Yankees. Ford was elected into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1974. He was 91. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.